Hello,
So here's the setup. It's your standard heist type movie. Each character has their special ability, their special characteristic. They've got to prep for the heist, get everything ready. As part of it, they pretend they're these documentarians or maybe a student film team to sort of look at the joint, try to figure out all of its weaknesses. And the heist goes perfectly. Everyone gets their money, but one guy is obsessed with finishing this fake movie that they were gonna make.
So he's just taking the student film thing a little seriously right there.
Everyone else is like, whatever, we're done, we got our money, but he's just obsessed. Like, he's got a vision of what it should be and how it should end, and he's just incomplete without it.
So okay, so like, oh man, obsession tells me that like he would go to the ends of the earth to make this happen. Like he might be pushing these people who don't want to be a part of it like into the situation. Like maybe he set something up. He's all like, oh yeah, just meet me at the cafe. I want to talk about something that just happened. And he's got the cameras on. He got some other students that were actually enrolled in the place that they were pretending to be a part of, like doing gaffer work and like lighting and all that.
Oh, that's really good, and I like the idea that it's like, what's worse than trying to get a huge Hollywood actor? Getting somebody who just like had all their dreams fulfilled, who like doesn't want to be in your crappy movie.
And doesn't want anything to do with it. Oh, but then like so let's say some of them will go and show up at the cafe and it's just real freaking awkward. But like the ones that don't, like how far would he go to get them involved? Like would he start doing some like crazy stuff like I don't know
This could
running out in
get
front of their cars or like crashing into them or something like that.
really dark really fast, and we could really do the roller coaster. It starts, you think it's a heist movie. He's obsessed with it. It's sort of comedic, you know. Oh, so no, it's a comedy. And then it slowly descends into like a psycho thriller because he's like the one guy, he's like stalking him and like pretending to be his boyfriend, or just doing whatever he needs to do to like get him to finish the movie.
Oh man. I mean that could descend all the way into horror because like, how close to murdering do you get whenever you're stalking a dude? Like
Oh, and then at the very end, like it's really ambiguous if he's like killing the guy, or like is he torturing him, or what is he doing? And then like you think it's the credits, but then you realize it's the movie.
What a twist.
And then it just gets like, and like the production quality just starts dropping, and like people are being held at gunpoint, so like their acting is just like more and more horrified.
Oh, it stops being acting at some point, doesn't
Well,
it?
yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, very thrilling. I like that one.
Though we I feel like the guy who's obsessed with it, like we've got to figure out what was his ability? Why did they even need him? And why does that lend itself to this
Oh,
scenario?
well, I can imagine like whenever you're trying to scope for information or case a place, I mean, you need someone with some sort of like cognitive ability. So, like, you could go like really classic Hollywood and give them like eidetic memory or something like that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So, like that, and that would probably drive him to, want to finish this thing because he has perfect recall of all of these events and he just wants to like finish it like for closure for his own mental health.
Well, maybe he actually sees everything in a dream, and because of his eidetic memory, he feels compelled to recreate it.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Well, I've got a dream for this episode, so So I'll go finish this up and then we'll get it up. But I'll talk to you next time.
Take care. Oh, I know.
Bye.